Zohar Vayigash, Yom Shlishi, from the Cloak of Yisrael, an excerpt from 208a. Lo yachol Yosef lisapek l'chol ha'nitzavim alav. The verse says, and Yosef was not able to withhold relative to all those that were standing around him. Rabbi Chiya Pasach, Rabbi Chiya opened the discourse, Omar, and said, a verse in Tehillim 112. Pizar nasan levyonim, he gave forth philanthropy, like goodwill givingness, spreading out to the destitute. Sitkaso minas lad, his righteousness stands forever. Karno terum chavod, his horn raises in honor. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. Kudja bichu bora alma, the only blessed be he created the world, v'ashlet alei la'adam, and he made man reign upon it. Dehei malka al kula, they should be king over all. V'hai bar nosh misparshin minei ba'alma. This person spread out from him in the world. Kamazinin, many different species, many different types of people in the world. Minhon tzadikaya, from them are righteous. Minhon rishiaya, from them are wicked. Minhon tipshin, from them they're fools. Minhon chakimin, from them they're sages. Kulu is kaimu ba'alma, asirinu maskin. And they all endure in the world in a state of being rich and of being poor. The man is being up and down. Everything is set in a type of a ratio and a measure and a proportion. And there's reasons why certain people have to be smart and rich and so on. Certain people have to be the opposite in different ways. Everyone has some type of balance within themselves, some places where they're up and places where they're down. And this is part of the way the universe is made. It's a fluctuation. V'kulu, begin the miski ilain be'ilain. And they're all, in other words, Hashem made them all exactly the way they are. They should be able to merit these with the others. Hashem has set up within the spiritual flow of society certain type of dynamics in order they should merit with each other and be able to do good things to each other. Each one has, one person has money, he can help someone else. One person has wisdom, he can help someone else. One helping person gives someone else advice. One person needs to receive. It's all set up in a certain way for the tikkun of the rectification of the universe. The miski tzadikai mishaya, that the tzaddikim should merit with the wicked. In other words, the tzaddikim, their job is to go after the wicked and bring them back in repentance. Miski chakimin and tipshin, the sages, they should merit with the fools, that they should make them wise. The miski asirin and maskinin, the wealthy should merit with the poor to help them, support them. Do begin kach, behold, because of this, zachi b'anosh shechaya alma, a person merits eternal life. Viskosher b'ilona dechai, and he's bound to the tree of life. Lo, not only that, because the tree of life, life is giving. So one, every person has to see what they have to give in the world. And the more a person gives, the more they're attached to the state of eternal life, and the tree of life, which is a root of all giving. Lo, not only that, El Dohot said, Tzedakah di Ovid, behold the charity that he does, Koim la'almin, it endures forever. It's even written, Sikasobin is Lod, and his charity endures forever. Pizar nasan levyonim, he gave this spreading out to the destitute. Lazar Omar, Lazar said, Karbor kutrabichu alma, when the Holy Blessed be he created the world, Koim le al samchachad, he made it endure upon one pillar. Vitzadik shmei, it's called tzadik, which is the sphere of Yesod. It's the pillar of the universe. That's why it's called Yesod, which is foundation. Because the pillar unites all levels, and it gives everything endurance, like a pillar that the roof stands upon. Vayad tzadik, it's like the atlas that sustains everything. Vayad tzadik ihu kiyuma da'alma. This tzadik is the endurance of the world. Vada ihu da'ashki v'zan l'kula, and is what waters and sustains everything. See, it's written in Bereishis and Genesis, v'nahar yotzei me'eden, and a river comes out of Eden, l'hashkos ha'sagan, to water the garden. V'shami pored, from there it separates, v'oyel abor roshim, comes four tributaries. And it's brought in other places in Zohar. This is, and Zohar is hinting that over here, that the garden, the river is from a river of light from Bina that's drawn from Eden, from Chochmah, that spreads down and drawn to the four sides of the spheres below. Down into Malchus, which has four sides. Mishami parade, from there it's separated. Mai parade, what does it mean separated? How mizona umashkia to how nar, that sustenance. And the provisions of that river, Natalginsa Kula, which means river from Bina down to Yesod, and it's taken by that garden, which is Malchus. Kula, the whole thing. Kulabasa afterwards is Badr, Hawmashakya, Ladal, and Citrin. It's spread out that flow to the four sides of the world. Vakama Inan, with the Mesapan, Lishakya, Lizanamitabon. There are many, means all from souls and angels all the way down to people in this world. Many are hoping to be watered and sustained from the eternal surrounding lights from there. Find it says in Tehillim 145, and Echol Lechis, the buried eyes of all you look to you hopingly, but don't say, you've given their food in this time. Begin, Kabbalah says this, Pizarnas and Levionim. He gave forth something that spreads out to the destitute. Everyone in the world is looking to Hashem for their needs, and it comes and flows from the tree of life, from Bina above, all the way down to the four sides of the Malchus. It spreads out, each one to the, according to their needs. And Dor Tzadik, this level of Tzadik, Sid Kaso, Menes Lo'ad, his righteousness stands forever. Righteousness in Zohar is Knesset Yisrael. It's referring to the Shekhinah. Referring to the level of the Shekhinah, which is sustained from all this. So that's Tzadik, and the Zohar always refers to Malchus, which is the Shekhinah, and the Zohar calls that Knesset Yisrael. Gathering the souls of Israel, which is rooted in Shekhinah. But to begin, because of this Ihi Kaima, it stands Beraza Deshlam, in the secret of peace, unification, Mekuma Shlim, and perfect endurance. Russia, Yira of Chalas, the wicked season gets upset. Do Malchus Akum, this is the wicked kingdom. Tachazi, come and see in Revelation, Malchus Shemaim, Ihi Be Makdashul. The kingdom of heaven, it is the holy temple, the Kaima called Maskani. She gives endurance to all the poor, because it draws a flow down to the world and sustains everything. Begod Sela Desherusa Deshchinta, within the shadow of the servants of the Shekhinah, Tzadik and Yisod, so the Yisod and Malchus get together and creates a protecting type of a shadow that protects the poor so that the other side that they fell into through their deficiency shouldn't rain upon them and should also be attached to Hashem and get light. This is what's called to them relative to them, charity. The mechan, the mezan, the kula, to give grace and sustenance to all. Grace from the surrounding light and sustenance from the eternal light. The chesiv is written, pizar na son of Yonim. He gave the spreading out to the destitute. Begin kach, because this gaboy tztaka, notli agri lakabal kulu, the avit tztaka. Those gaboyim, those that are in charge of charity, they take reward corresponding to all of them that give charity, because they gather the charity of all different people and dish it out. So, like the Gemara says, Godel Hama'asa Yoser Mina Osa, great is the one that caused people to give tzedakah, the one who actually does it. Those that collected tzedakah, they are imitating the sphere of Yesod above, so they're even more connected to it than the people that actually give, and they have a tremendous reward. Tovazi, come and see. And Yosef wasn't able to withhold. Lechol Nisavim, all that was standing. Ilan Inan, called a kaima, the son of Shakyamine. These are all those that are standing, be sustained and rewarded from him. So the Zohar is saying that the Torah doesn't mention any word, anything about the history, about the events, to tell us what episode was going on. If it says that there's people around him, there's things around him, it means the spiritual levels that were waiting to get sustenance from him, from Yesod. Lo amadishi tobi svado Yosef elochav. And no one stood with him, and Yosef was known to his brothers. Osudor Israel, Ito, Achiv Ilein Sharisichin. So with him was Knesrael the Malchus and his brothers. These are the other chariots that around the Shekhinah of angels and souls. Chaylin, the troops of angels. Dixib, who is written by them. Lamana Chayv Re'ai, for the sake of my friends and brethren, my brothers and good people that I'm with, referring to the internal light and the surrounding light of the spiritual levels above, that are the together with the souls above. So Yosef and his soul root above, and Yisod of Atzilus, there were other spiritual energies that were surrounding him in order, they're waiting to get sustenance, spiritual light from him. But in his power of Yisod, he drew it to them. No one stood with him when Yosef made himself known to his brothers. Interpreting this on a higher level, at the time when the Holy One blessed be, he comes to unite when he has Israel and his unification of Tiferes and Yisod. So no one else is there, which means it's a very high level of unification, and even within the spiritual levels, they cannot be massing it, they can't grasp it, they can only benefit from the light, but the intrinsic level of unification is above them, and no one else can be around. Misado Yosef Lechav, when Yosef makes known to his brothers, Bezim the Kutchabichov Mischaber Behu Israel, at the time the Holy Bessabihi we attached to Israel. Beginino Natli Bechudaihu, because they will take it alone, will have a special unification with Hashem, with no one else around. Lo Bechibur, Chibur Adam and Akum, and not with the nations of the idolaters, but die with them. Begin Kach, because it's written, Bamidbor in Numbers 29, Biyom Hashmini, Atzeres Tielachem, on the eighth day, you will have a special gathering, withheld from other things. Do bezim l'do, because behold, this time, Ihu kutcher bichu bichudoi, it's an only blessed be alone, bichibur achad and unification in Israel, with Israel, see, behu it's written by them, achai re'ai, my brothers, my friends, come on up, as explained. V'yesa posach, v'yesa, open the discourse, crop, and explain the verse. Bezim l'do kutcher bichu yom kim lo l'knes Israel mi'afra, at the time, only blessed be he will raise up knes Israel, the shechina, the malchus, the relation of his honor in the world, from the dust. V'yiboy le'and nokma minikmasem emmaya, of the Akum, and will want to take vengeance, to wreak vengeance upon the nations that are idolatrous. Then it's written in Isaiah 63, Me'amim and Ishiti, and from nations is no one with me. In other words, Hashem will do it alone. It says, Hashem Amalek, Hashem himself wars with Amalek. There's certain negative forces that require Hashem himself to subjugate them. So Hashem will get up and do this for us, showing how much he loves us, that he himself is willing to do this directly and not through intermediary forces he usually runs the world with. And this shows that we have a special connection directly to him. It says Hashem looks over the land of Israel directly, and Hashem is with the Jewish people directly, not to an angel. So therefore, he'll get up and work for us directly. Just like at midnight, the original redemption, he saved us, Hashem himself, not to a shliach, not to a messenger. He saved us at midnight, killed the firstborn of Egypt, and redeemed us. So also in the last redemption, we'll become solidified and revealed fully the special connection we have to him, so he himself is going to raise us up. Chasivin's written, Hachav lo amad ishito, b'svado Yosef lechav. And no one stood with him when Yosef was known to his brothers. He took them and he led them eternally, all the days of the world. This means that we'll be with Hashem forever after in the final redemption. So we see from the way Zohar is interpreting this, Ma'is avosim l'panim, what happens to the original fathers is a sign for the children. What happened to Yosef is a sign will be in the world to come, days of Mashiach.